Okay, Dave, we'll try this. I was on my tablet earlier through the hotel's Wi-Fi. Now I am on my cell phone through the cell phone network, so hopefully I come out a little better now. A couple of things. When you send me your report, Dave, for tonight's net, please include all of the call signs. I need those for the log. So number of contacts or the number of check-ins, the call signs of the check-ins, and the duration, the time. And then for anyone that did last week's net, if you're on here, I need the same thing. So I'll send out an email when I get home tomorrow or Tuesday for those stations. But I need the call signs in addition because that has to go into my spreadsheet. That goes into at the end of the year when I give out awards. So I need that information so I know who's attended what net. Other than that, like I said, weather in general has been fine. It was in the 80s, 70s, and 80s, mostly 80s down in Arkansas. Some beautiful riding conditions down there. Boy, north of my hotel in Russellville Highway 7, boy, was that nice. Beautiful road. It was all freshly paved for a majority of it, some just within the last few months and some maybe a year ago. But it was just beautiful highway through curves and up through the mountains. Got some pictures from one of the lookouts up there and that. So beautiful time. We took a ride down to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Back a nice loop around that. So like I said, about 500 miles on the bike or so. And traveling weather has been fine. I only seen two accidents so far, and both of them were in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So unfortunately, one involved a motorcycle accident right in front of the hotel. And another one, a semi-truck, when I was coming back yesterday, a semi-truck took a nosedive into a deep ditch. All I could see was the rear tailgate of the truck sticking out from the trees. The police were standing there staring at it, like, how do we get this out? It was probably 60 feet down an incline, so driver must have fell asleep and took a hard right turn. So with that, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net tonight. I will be on radio net tomorrow night, so we'll talk to you some for the Monday night net. Take care, everyone, 73, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, KC8YBF.
Well, we got it all, Ron. Thank you. And glad you had everything go okay on the trip and made a lot of memories. Next up, N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Okay, that intermod or whatever it is just wouldn't let me transmit, but I should be okay now. Well, thanks for doing that, Dave. If you're on the roads this weekend, be safe. Have safe travels. And I should be home in time for the net tomorrow night. So we'll see everybody. And Dave, thanks for doing the net. Back to my control and the KPR.
Oh, Bob, just be safe on the way home and know that you're going to have a lot of company at right around that same area. With that said, up to KD8 PAZ, Mini, 73 round, Mini.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8 PAZ, and yeah, they took a lot of pictures there yesterday. As a matter of fact, they had put some on Facebook there today, so I shared them. So anybody that's on Facebook will see my granddaughter and her new husband. So anyway, which I call my grandson-in-law. So anyway, very, very nice guys. They made a very cute couple. So anyway, other than that, not much more. I sat and relaxed all day today because I've been busy all week. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Well, continue relaxing, Minnie, because it looks like the next 3-4 days are going to be just phenomenal. I love this kind of weather. Good in the cool of the evening and warm during the day. Oh, boy. Nothing better. With that said, Let's go to KFX8EDQ. I can't read my writing. Good evening, Mike. 73 round.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks for doing the net tonight. And I guess I don't have a whole lot else to talk about. I still have to unload my pickup. I came home and took a nap because I was so tired and from hauling all the stuff in and out of the campsite. But I'll get the boat covered up and I'll get the rest of the stuff unpacked. Probably tomorrow. And depending on how the day goes, I might run some coax cable so I can get one step closer to setting up my HF antenna. But we'll see how that goes tomorrow. I'll say 7-3 to everybody. It's good to hear everyone. And I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KFA EDQ.